Yes, I am.
Okay. I think we just dropped somehow.
So you're the guy from Virginia?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, now I kind of hear you a lot better. I don't know why.
I'm probably speaking better into the phone. Let's see. What was the original question? What was the podcast supposed to be about?
Well, I don't know. I think I chose the bottom that said God.
Okay.
So this is supposed to be a conversation about God.
Ooh, it's a deep conversation. All right. What religious belief are you? Let's start with that.
Well, I don't like calling myself a religious person, but to define my belief, I would say that I'm a Christian. Yes, I believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Okay. All right. So I guess technically my family would consider themselves Baptist, which pretty much is everything you just said, plus no drinking. So I guess that's the big catch. So I guess we're anti-Catholics.
You're Catholic?
No, Baptist. We're Catholics without the drinking.
Oh, yes. That's right. Yes.
Deep conversations I got. So you think of him as three persons, right? Father, Son,
Yep.
and Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we don't have a too much against each other because this I can't really say no to that because I guess that's my personal belief too. Let's
Oh,
see.
okay. Well, any other question?
Let me figure something out real quick. All right. So
Mm-hmm.
the question is, God, do you think that God is a being, or do you think it's just like a power within the universe that somebody was able to describe 2,000 years ago on animal skins and stuff like that?
Oh wow, that's a good one. Well, I definitely believe God is a being, and it's very real in my life. I truly believe he, well, as I said before, it's the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he, well, at the beginning, they were like the three of them, and then he sent his son to the earth. His son came, lived life without sin. Then he died, but resurrected on the third day. And now he's with the Father again. But when he went with his Father, he sent the Holy Ghost. And well, Jesus, when he was here, the Son, was just with a small group of people. But now the Holy Ghost is everywhere, at any time, with everybody. And I truly believe he's in me and in a lot of people I know. What else? What else? Oh yeah, well, he went to the Father and he sent the Holy Ghost. And well, he's coming back again, Jesus.
I got you. Everything's in the Sunday sermon. under the sun. I got you. I got you.
Ah, yeah,
so,
it was like sermon.
Do you think Christ was fully man and fully God, or do you think he was just fully man when he was on the earth and then fully God when he was the Father?
I think
so. In all these theological questions your way.
Yeah, I've never studied theology, but I do read my Bible every day. So,
okay. I wish I had.
It is. Yeah. I think he was like perfect. Yeah. He was well, and that he was not a person like beautiful person, like a handsome man. He was not attractive, but he was the Son of God, so he had no sin, not at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. I see where you're going at. He's a normal person. He was a normal being, but he wasn't perfect being is the way that we think of it, like an actor or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he was not like not the images
like
we have.
Normal guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, he was just a carpenter when he was for 30 years before he went out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was the greatest carpenter of all time before he became the Messiah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure about that. Yes.
Do you have any questions about my beliefs?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, now that you know what I think, let me know what you think about the same questions.
Okay. I'll try to answer all your questions. Okay, same question. Is God fully man or fully God? Okay, let me answer that one first.
Mm-hmm.
So, was Jesus fully man? Which means, like, was he human when he was on the earth? I believe so. I think that's what makes him so cool, to be honest with you, is that the fact that he was a human being that felt the same things that we do, you know? I don't doubt for a second that he dealt with the same kind of problems. Oh, I wonder if Jesus was ever late on the rent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like his carpentry job fell through, and he was, you know, he had to live with his mom for a little bit. I mean, that was the custom, but same at the same time, you know. From what I read, he was never married, so.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, he probably got hungry, just like anybody else. He probably got sad when his friend died. I mean, I know that. There's the resurrection before his resurrection, so that's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
So I believe he had the power of God, but I don't believe he was, when he was on earth, that he didn't feel what humans had to go through. He knew the struggle of being human.
Exactly.
That's what separates him from any other being. Now, what was the first question I asked you? It was something else.
Yeah.
Oh, do I believe God is a being or just like a power? I think our current, like most current cultures kind of believe God as like a power or something you feel, you know? And a being is something that has a personality to it. So, I think it's a personality attached to a raw power, I guess. It's like a battery that has the ability to touch you on an interpersonal level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it has a power source. Like, you feel power from it, but at the same time, you know, it communicates to you, but it's not a communication like, you know, go here. I mean, sometimes I guess it could be, but it's more like an intuition or a thought pattern or something that happens in your life that you kind of notice, like I don't know, like, for me, I was almost hit by a tornado, but a traffic jam stopped. Yeah, wow. Yeah, it was a weird one. I was on the interstate or highway. I don't know the word in Spanish.
Highway? The word for in Spanish for highway?
Yeah.
That's autopista. Yeah, that's the word.
Autopista. Yeah. I like that.
Autopista. Yes. So, yeah, you're Spanish. It sounds great. It sounds so cute, your Spanish. In the code, it's like autopista, but it's you can say like slow autopista. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so you were almost hit by a tornado?
Yeah, it was a traffic jam, right? And so if there wasn't that, I would have gotten hit by it, you know, like driving down the highway, just kind of. Yeah, so that's
really
I consider like a God moment in my life, where I was like, oh, well that that could have been much worse than what happened.
Yeah.
But I could have been wrong. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. Yes.
All right. So what was the other? I think I asked you a third question, but I could be wrong.
Yes, you did. I don't remember. Oh yeah, the first one was like, what is your religion or your belief? Oh.
Yeah, I said about my family's Baptist.
That was the first
family. Like a evangelical Baptist kind of situation. But as far as I'm concerned, I guess I would consider myself not really with any kind of organized Christian religion.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
You were telling me you were reading a book earlier, The Love Languages. Is that right?
Yeah, the five love languages. That's
five
the name.
Love languages. I think I've read that before. Like, yeah. Comforting, like,
maybe.
Like, reaches out to certain people, but it won't to others. Or encouragement.
Yeah, it will. It's, what's the name for that kind of books? I don't remember the word in English, but in Spanish it's autoayuda.
Autoayuda.
Like to help yourself. Autoayuda.
Autoayuda.
Ayuda. Like D-A. Ayuda.
Ayuda.
At the end, you say D-A. Ayuda.
Ayuda.
A-Y, yeah, that's perfect, yeah. Autoayuda.
I'll get it eventually. Yes. I'm writing it down. Autoayuda.
Yeah, you can do that, yes. So it says like the five love languages that exist are words of appreciation, quality time, the other ones, acts of service, gifts, and physical touch. Those are the main five love languages. In like languages, you learn like the one that you're taught the most, or maybe you have a tendency to one of them. It depends on different factors, but it's very frequent that in a family or in a relationship like marriage or anything like that, the people have different love languages. That's very common.
You know which one's yours?
Yeah, I learned it with the book. You can have more than one. It's like, it can vary. So my main ones, words of appreciation. I love it. It's like when I am encouraged when people tell me that they love me. That's awesome.
Good job.
And the second,
like
sorry
someone said